Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China in an effort to put the Washington-Beijing relationship on a more even keel. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, Janet Yellen spoke at a roundtable of representatives from U.S. companies doing business in China, and she's meeting with Chinese leaders past and present. My colleague Kai Rizdal is in China, traveling with the Treasury Secretary's press pool, and he joins me now from Beijing. Hey, Kai.
Hey, David.
I thought the Biden administration was decoupling from China. The Treasury Secretary says, no, that's not what's happening.
Oh, yeah, no. If you ask Janet Yellen about decoupling, she will definitely give you a very dirty look. They are being very emphatic here, Yellen and her staff, that what is happening is America is looking out for its own national security interests and trying to improve its own internal economic situation, but definitely not decoupling.
So clearly, Secretary Yellen is trying to highlight areas of common ground.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Secretary Yellen is over here representing American interests, of course, but she does want to see, number one, tensions come down, right? Things are not great between the United States and China right now. And when you've got the two biggest economies in the world not really getting on, that's not really a good thing. She is being very calm, I guess, is a word you would use. And Janet Yellen is a calm woman. She's very steady, right? And she wants to make sure that everybody understands that America knows it's in our best interests to have a good relationship with China. She is trying to convince the Chinese of the same thing. And look, she is well-liked over here. She is well-respected. Because she is not a natural-born politician and has not come up through the ranks that way, but rather as an economist and a very serious policy woman, she brings a gravitas that the Chinese appreciate.
One quote from Janet Yellen when she was speaking to executives from some big U.S.-based companies is getting some attention this morning. The secretary said, "I've been particularly troubled by punitive actions that have been taken against U.S. firms in recent months." What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've obviously been following the news and the coverage of that quote. I was in the room when she read her prepared remarks. And I'll tell you, I think it's probably the difference between print and audio. That was a line buried inside a mid-range paragraph in a page and a half statement. It was not delivered with any emphasis. It was not delivered at all in a special way. And I think what has happened is that people have taken that line and run with it.
But Yellen did hear other issues from U.S. executives. You were there for that.
Oh, yeah. And look, she has been hearing from American executives about some of the things that have happened, right? And Chinese employees of American companies have been arrested and detained. There are laws here, a new espionage law has been passed that is giving American executives some pause. And let's remember, she was speaking to the American Chamber of Commerce in Beijing, so she knew her audience. That said, this remark is, I don't believe what Yellen would want to be highlighted, because she really, really wants the American relationship to be steady. She wants it to be calmed a little bit, the American relationship with China, and at the same time knows that she has to look out for American companies.
Marketplace's Kai Rizdal covering the U.S. Treasury Secretary in China. Kai, thank you.
David, good to talk to you.
Markets, S&P futures are down 0.1%. Dow futures are little change. NASDAQ futures are down 0.2%. After its jump yesterday, the 10-year interest rate is still up there at 4.06%. The government is proposing new rules to crack down on what the Biden administration calls junk insurance. These shorter-term health plans offer lower premiums, but coverage can be crummy, leaving patients with expensive bills. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Short-term health insurance plans have been a contentious topic for years. The Obama administration in 2016 limited their use to 3 months to encourage more people to sign up for health care through Affordable Care Act marketplaces. The rationale was that Obamacare plans offer far more comprehensive coverage. Short-term plans are limited. Monthly premiums are lower, but they can discriminate against pre-existing conditions and impose strict coverage caps on things like hospital stays. For example, $1,000 a day for hospitalizations that can cost $10,000 a day. Still, the Trump administration sought to expand access to short-term health insurance, saying they can be a good deal for healthy people who have little need for coverage. In 2018, the administration changed the rules to allow people to sign up for short-term plans for about a year and renew the plans for up to 3 years. Now the Biden administration wants to reverse course again, back to 3 months, with the option to extend coverage to 4 months. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
19 states, cities, and counties are raising the minimum wage this summer. In Connecticut, the minimum wage is up by $1 to $15 an hour. In Nevada, it's up 75 cents to $11.25. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
The federal minimum wage has been the same since 2009, $7.25 an hour.
Many states, feeling that it's too low, have passed legislation to have a higher minimum wage.
Pamela Loprest at the Urban Institute says many cities have, too. And a number have also instituted cost of living adjustments.
Much as Social Security has the cost of living adjustment because you are having to pay more as inflation goes up.
About 765,000 people will get a raise this summer because of minimum wage increases. And Sebastian Martinez Hickey at EPI says even though they're small,
those wage increases are really valuable for low-wage workers who are dealing with the impacts of inflation.
Four states and D.C. now have a minimum wage of at least $15 an hour. So do a growing number of cities.
There are still more than 21 million workers who are paid less than $15 an hour in the U.S.
And he says even $15 an hour isn't enough to afford housing and basic expenses almost anywhere in the country. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And Elon Musk, that microblogging company, is threatening to sue the Mark Zuckerberg microblogging company over its new rival platform, Threads. The suggestion is Meta hired ex-Twitter people to get trade secrets. So far, no papers have been filed that would formalize any legal action. Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Jordan Manji. Our engineers are Brian Allison and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio. It's Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.